This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we are rolling here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWL AM FM. .com and the Odyssey app. Charlie, it's the big dumpers world. We're all just living in it.
Did you want to see Junior Caminero win? I kind of did.
I don't know.
Some 22-year-old kid comes out of nowhere. We didn't even mention his name last night.
I'm a Red Sox fan at heart, so I can't in good conscience root for the Rays. But I just enjoy
it with me with the Mariners. I'm an Astros fan.
Every opportunity I get to say the big dumper, I'm going to say it's the best nickname in sports got going right now. You know, he didn't have a good start, but he had a good finish, if you watched the home run derby last night. So there's a lot to it. You know, the All-Star game is tonight, so we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to have Chris Nockey as well, the color analyst for Maryland basketball. We originally tried to get Chris on last week. We had some phone line issues, couldn't get him, but we're going to talk to him about Derek Queen, new Saints center, or big man, if you want to call him. The Pelicans have their third summer league game tonight. That's going to be at 9 p.m. So if you don't want to stay up for it, we're just going to get some early insight on Derek Queen.
I'm going to be watching Hanson Young. Is it Young Hanson? Which way is it actually supposed to be said?
I'm not sure.
The first round pick from Portland, the 16th overall selection. They call him the Chinese Jokic, and he is really, really, he's a highlight machine.
Okay, I did see, he does play a little like Jokic.
Yeah, with the passing, is a big man.
But I think it's more so just he's slow and can pass. That combination doesn't usually work. That's what makes Jokic so strange.
I do remember when we spoke with Mark Cook pre-draft about the Pelicans' big man prospects. Derek Queen was one of the ones that he had brought up, who the Pelicans obviously ended up taking. Danny Wolf, as kind of a ball-handling big man, ends up going to Brooklyn late in the first round. And then also he had mentioned Hanson Young as someone that, despite being maybe the 40th overall prospect, he was ranked somewhere around that on ESPN's big board, that Cook had mentioned a bunch of people went to go see him work out at the combine, including teams that were picking in the lottery, and he wouldn't be surprised if he went a lot higher than he was projected. Shockingly enough, he goes with pick 16. And, I mean, the Chinese Jokic thing, that's just exciting, man. It's a very fun kind of tag that you can put on that kid, but he's literally a highlight machine. You can go look at social media and see some of the passes that he's dishing out as a big man. It is super, super impressive.
Did you see the Johnny Furphy dunk?
I saw the dunk. The dunk was really, really impressive, but the picture, the poster with Noah Senge's face on the back end of it is hilarious.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for that guy.
I feel bad for him too.
Like he's just starting his NBA career, and that's going to be the photo that carries with him his entire career. It's not even going to be an NBA game.
I think the Bulls won too. They beat the Pacers in that game, but that's all that anybody will remember.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Johnny Furphy was the star of that game.
Yammed it on poor Noah Senge.
Man. Anyway, so yeah, we're gonna have Chris Nockey on at 6:20, 6:25 in that range. We'll figure it out. And we're in the 7 o'clock hour. We're gonna have Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, to get us ready for Saints training camp. But the only thing really going on, the only action really going on tonight is the All-Star game. Charlie, how do you feel about robot umpires?
It may be a look to the future. I think that's legitimately what people are kind of looking at it as. And I can't wait to watch the MLB All-Star game tonight. It is the one All-Star game in sports that I don't think has been ruined. Flag football for the Pro Bowl is stupid. The basketball, NBA is still trying to figure out what they're doing. I will say the NHL's move to the Four Nations tournament was awesome for All-Star weekend.
That's a good change.
But other than that, MLB's All-Star game, it's just baseball. It's a baseball game. You get to watch the best of the best go at it with each other. And, you know, Tarek Skubal versus Paul Skeens, I've mentioned on this radio show multiple times, I watch Paul Skeens pitch. I think that this is the best pitcher in baseball. Then you watch Skubal pitch. I think this is the best pitcher in baseball. And they get to go head-to-head.
It's the only sport where you can replicate it and not be worried about injuries, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, you're not going to stretch anybody out, but it's still baseball. Like, football without the passion to play football is flag football, so they just decided to play flag football. Basketball without the passion to play basketball is basketball without defense. That's why you have 160 to 155 games. But I do think the automatic balls or the robot balls and strikes thing, in this case, it's just a challenge system, which I think is the right way to do it. I think if you're going to use the robot umpires, even like tennis, I hate that they've gone to the robot line calls, because one of the most exciting things was like the guy would challenge and the crowd would go clap, 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 and then it would show the thing and it'd be like, oh, it was close. You know, you're not going to have that once you just switch to it. But if anyone was wondering, the MLB sets the top of the automated strike zone at 53.5% of a batter's height and the bottom at 27%, basing the decision on the midpoint of the plate, 8.5 inches from the front and 8.5 inches from the back. That contrasts with the rule book zone called by umpires, which says the zone is a cube. And I think that's kind of telling of like, it's a, we give umpires a lot of junk thrown at them when they miss a call. You know how like precise you have to be? It's amazing that they get calls right at all. Like you're talking about, you know, they now have the overlaid strike zone on all these broadcasts, and then it's like a millimeter outside and they call it a strike and everyone's like, wow, I can't believe you. Like you would not be able to call one of these pitches right. Like these guys behind the plate have one of the most amazing skills you'll see, and they only get trashed for it.
Yeah. I remember there was that one 2022 World Series game with the Astros and the Phillies where an umpire did call a perfect game. Every single pitch that was thrown was called correctly, either a ball or a strike.
Yeah.
So even on the biggest stage, that's unbelievable.
But we don't give those guys enough credit when they do that.
Yeah, when they actually have a good game. Yeah. Everyone just wants to bash them when they aren't doing well. I agree with you there, Jeff. I think it is going to be interesting to see what happens tonight with the All-Star game, because in its purest form, it's just a baseball game. It is the best of the best going at each other, and that's why I love it so much. But it is a new little kind of wrinkle thrown into things.
Yeah, and I think it's gonna. You know, I don't think you're gonna see as many angry coaches storming out of the dugout when you can just tap your helmet, because that's how you challenge. You tap your helmet.
Who's managing tonight? It's Roberts for the NL, and who's doing the AL? Is it Hinch?
Oh, that sounds right.
Oh, let me.
I have to double check that. But if my understanding is that it's actually the player or the batter that has to challenge, like the batter or the pitcher, they can't challenge from the dugout. So it's gonna put some pressure on the players, to be honest. And like Tarek Skubal, he has a quote. He says, I have this thing where I think everything is a strike until the umpire calls it a ball, which I think he's being honest there. And if a lot more players were honest, they would feel the same way. Like sometimes you see guys arguing, they're like, that was a strike. Just walk away.
Okay, so it's going to be Aaron Boone is the AL manager. I think they decide that via the AL and NL champions the prior year. I don't think they go by like best records for that given season.
That sounds right.
So Aaron Boone and Dave Roberts will be managing this game. And then, as we had mentioned earlier, Paul Skeens versus Tarek Skubal. Does it get any better than that? I mean, we're only going to get to see him for probably an inning, maybe two at the very most. But that is also an excellent part of the MLB All-Star game, is you get to put the best of the best on display on the mound right off the bat. This is the best pitcher in the American League, the best pitcher in the National League versus some of the best hitters in both leagues, and just let them battle it out. It's great stuff.
And it's good for Paul Skeens to get an experience where he doesn't have to play for the Pirates for a day.
Someone said that, you know, hopefully he can get some run support finally, but knowing Paul Skeens, he will probably not. And, you know, a lot of the times these games are like 4-5 or 6-3. They're pretty manageable scoring type of contests because the pitchers
have a massive advantage.
I agree. Yeah. And so they use them in the sense where most guys throw an inning apiece. So you're getting a new look at a pitcher each time you come up the bat.
And they're all fresh.
Right, exactly. Right. So pitcher advantage, and we'll see what Paul Skenes kind of leaves out there in the first inning tonight.
I have always felt like, okay, why, like, relievers, it's tough, because, like, why would you ever go to a reliever in an all-star game when you have nine-star starters in your bullpen?
Yeah, if you have, like, the incredible closer, though, yeah. Like, Josh Hader's been awesome for the Astros this year.
Aroldis Chapman has been a machine for the Red Sox.
Exactly. You're probably going to see those guys in, like, the eighth and ninth innings if the American League has a lead over the National League, and we'll just have to see how it all plays out.
No doubt. Looking forward to it. But, all right, I'm Jeff Nowak. He is Charlie Long. We're going to hit the break and come back with Chris Nockey, color analyst for Maryland basketball. Talk about Derek Queen and, I don't know, some miscellaneous college basketball things, because why not? This is Sports Talk. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we're back here on Sports Talk. And big news, you can stream this show and WWL Time Shifted podcast on the free Odyssey app. Tune in, and now the iHeartRadio app. Listen to the shows you love and the local content you crave when you want, how you want on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and Tune In apps. And we're going to go to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line and bring on Chris Nockey. You know, we were trying to catch up with Chris last week. Didn't work out, but I'm glad we were able to reschedule. He's the color analyst for Maryland basketball. We're going to get the lowdown on Derek Queen and, you know, maybe some Maryland basketball talk. Who knows? How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
You know, so why don't you kind of give us, we've seen two summer league games of Derek so far. There's a third one tonight. But, you know, what was your experience kind of watching Derek Queen and kind of the strides he was able to make over the course of the last season?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think strides is the operative word. I think it's a really important part of his development. He, You know, early on October, November, even the early parts of December, it was one of those things where it's hard to live up to the hype as a five-star high school recruit. You know, I mean, they don't give those away and those rankings away. And I think Derek struggled with it a little bit, sort of finding his role on a team of older guys. And then all of a sudden, just after January 1, he was like a different guy. And it's strange. I think that it's a common story that out of the ashes of some painful losses, you know, you learn a lot about yourself and about your teammates and about the squad you got. We had a terrible trip out to the Northwest against Washington and Oregon early in January. And from that point on, it was a completely different DQ. I mean, Derek was engaged, animated. I think he figured out his role on the team, but also the fact that he didn't need to take a back seat to anybody. And his aptitude for the game is just almost surreal for a big guy. It was just really fun watching him develop over the course of particularly those last 3+ months.
You know, Chris, I wanted to take you back a few months because we spoke with Tavon Sadler, Coach Boog, the head coach of Nicholls State, who was connected with Maryland's basketball program as the director of player personnel for a couple of years there, 2022 and 2023. And sure, Mike D'Antilia and I spoke with Coach Boog about the upcoming NCAA tournament. And the one thing that he really wanted to mention was the Crab Five at Maryland. And then he brought up Derek Queen's name. And this was before the pre-draft process, before we knew that, you know, obviously the Pelicans had all this intense interest in Derek Queen. But he said that kid was going to be a star at the NBA level. And he had the connection with Derek Queen. And, you know, when you see him, and we got to watch him play in the NCAA tournament, he hits that game winner against Colorado State. And it was a lot of fun to watch his journey early on with Maryland. And just kind of your thoughts on how he projects at the NBA level. Because what Coach Boog had said, he's got, you know, the great handle for a big man, and where his offensive game is so advanced at just 20 years old that he really could be a star at the NBA level and quickly.
Yeah, the aptitude is surreal for a big guy. Most big guys are not wired like Derek is. And I think that's fair. I think one of the things that if I were to counsel Pels fans on following this guy, he can be a bit of a slow burn, you know? And what I mean by that is you're not going to necessarily see a lot of highlights at 11. He's not flying over guys and throwing it down like you see in some of these NBA Summer League games. That's just not who he is. But he makes everybody around him better. He's got a tremendous feel in terms of passing, finding open guys. I thought last year, and you guys will appreciate this because you're in sports every day, all day. I thought last year if the NCAA could keep a stat line for hockey assists, Derek would have been like top five. Like, he could read a defense, make the right pass, and then, you know, the secondary pass would go to somebody wide open. But Derek was the guy who started the play. And you never get enough credit for that, but you know it when you see it. And I love what he brings to the team. He just a guy who's selfless. He doesn't need the ball to score or to be effective. And he's also one of the things you guys have seen in the first couple of games is he is a rebound magnet. You know, I mean, some guys are just that way. Loose balls, long rebounds, just go their way, and you don't know why that is or, you know, what makes him that way. But Derek is one of those guys, and at the end of the day, you look up and he's got 15 rebounds, and you're like, just another night for Derek Queen.
Yeah, you know, that is what stood out to me a lot watching Maryland play, and the chances I got to watch Maryland play was, you know, when you have a big that you can throw the ball into and it's not a black hole in college, it's such a massive mm-hmm. advantage. Adama Sanogo was one of the best at that a few years back when they won that championship game. Like, and sure, that was something he developed, right? And obviously Derek is a lot younger in that sense. But, you know, that's what stood out to me over the first two games watching him. When he gets into trouble, I think it's when he gets sped up a little bit. When he plays at his pace, you know, I think he's able to create in ways that you need a big to create. I am curious, where do you see him transitioning to the NBA level? Do you see him more as a five or a four? You know, what is your vision for him? What do you see him doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, honestly, to me, you know, and I coached once upon a time, you know, your most versatile guys are your most valuable guys, guys who can play multiple spots. And I think he can do both of those things for you. But, you know, to me, the best possible situation is for him as a mobile four. He's much more mobile than he appears with that body type. He's also able to stay in front of guys defensively who try to take him off the dribble. And he's, you know, he just knows how to play. And I think that's ultimately where he's going to end up being. Now, whether it fits into the Pel's scheme to use him like that, I'm not 100% sure. But I think at the end of the day, that's that will be where he, you know, makes his money, so to speak.
Yeah, Chris, Jeff and I have spoken about this before. We kind of see him as the backup four on this Pelicans team behind Zion Williamson right off the bat, where, yes, he's only 20 years old, but he's got an NBA-ready body, someone that could probably contribute, you know, from day one for this Pelicans roster, at least off the bench. My question for you, though, Chris, is, you know, you said you're a former coach and you've been around the game plenty. I want to get your thoughts on the comparison, like what a pro comparison for someone like Derek Queen would be. I've seen all these different kinds of names thrown out there, and even like kind of the lower end ones are at least a little bit salivating. So just having seen him play the entire season at Maryland, you know, just want to get your pro comp for him.
You guys are going to roll your eyes, so go ahead and do it in advance, my answer. So I played at Colorado, you know, and most of my family's out west in Colorado and Utah, and I'm a Nuggets fan sort of by, just because. There are very few big guys that pass like him, very few, and you'd be hard pressed to name more than a couple. And the only one that really comes to mind right away, of course, is Jokic. Now he doesn't have. I don't know that Derek has. Maybe this is something you can develop. You know, Jokic now is sort of wired to get you 30 and 15 every single night. I think Derek is more than happy to get you numbers, but more importantly, to get guys involved and to be a great teammate. Maybe that's something he can develop over time. But that's the only guy I've ever seen that really has that feel and that touch and, you know, the ability to do what he does. And I was really happy for Derek that the country was able to see what he was able to do in the NCAA tournament. You guys mentioned the final shot. Of course, that was probably the singular NCAA tournament highlight, the shot against Colorado State. But gosh, he was so much more than that during the course of the year, and he had so many big games. The toughest place we play and that Maryland plays in the Big Ten is at Purdue. It's tremendous atmosphere. And Derek was, and at the time, Purdue, I think, was ranked second in the country. Derek was the best player. He just embraced it, and he was the best player on the court by an absolute mile. And it's a joy to watch a guy understand the game and play at that level.
Jokic is high praise, but the fact that you're even willing to make the comparison, I think, is telling, right? The fact that you can even see the projection is impressive.
There just aren't that many guys, right, you know, that with that size that have a feel. And, you know, those guys are normally traditional back-to-the-basket guys. Now, you do have some stretch fives now, and, you know, but, I mean, Derek, he's kind of one of one. And there's just not a whole lot of people out there like him.
You know, it's funny, the word that keeps coming up every time you hear Joe Dumars talk about Derek Queen and why they loved him so much in the pre-draft process was his IQ, the basketball IQ. That's the one thing that keeps coming up every single time you hear from Dumars about him. And it just feels like with Dumars and this team building, bringing Derek Queen into the fold, the way that he mentioned it was when you have guys with high basketball IQ, they can make it work with anybody else. And Derek Queen, you know, regardless of if he's playing the four, is kind of a different change of pace four, or maybe a small ball five, he's going to make it work at the NBA level.
Yeah, and I don't take that praise lightly either. I got to be honest with you, Joe Dumars, and I can't speak to necessarily how great he is as a, you know, in the management position, but Joe Dumars was a great, great basketball player and a man-made, self-made basketball player. And I think if somebody recognizes that, if a guy like Joe recognizes that in you, that's some pretty high praise. It's pretty heady words there for sure.
You know, I'm a Big East guy, so I do have to ask. Obviously, Kevin Willard leaving was probably a bit of a surprise. You know, and there is a New Orleans connection to this question because Buzz Williams, who's the new Maryland head coach, started his career at the UNO as the head coach of the Privateers, left after one season to go be an assistant at Marquette, where he obviously had a really impressive run at. He kind of just has this like 6-year plan, it seems, at the schools he arrives at, with Marquette 6 years, Virginia Tech 5 years, and then Texas A&M 6 years. But you know, what how do you feel about the Buzz hire? You know, it's always tough when a guy leaves, but it's a nice feeling when you can pull a big name to replace him.
Yeah, and Buzz, you know, it's funny, Maryland fans are of a mind right now where let's get these 5 years going really well right from the start, because we know we've only got the 5 years, I guess, judging by his track record. But it did not end well with Kevin Willard. You know, just it was sort of mangled from a PR perspective, and some of that was on Kevin himself. But the university was able to regroup and turn to a guy who's proven himself, and he's done a really good job. You know, we're in that area now, in that era now, I should say, where, you know, everybody's got a new roster every single year. And it's disappointing. It doesn't help much in terms of engendering any loyalty to fans or to donors or anything like that. But it sort of is what it is. And Buzz has done a pretty good job putting together what appears to be a really good roster over the course of, you know, just a couple of months. So, you know, it's college basketball so different now than it was even just a couple years ago, and certainly way different than it was 8 or 10 years ago. And I'm ready for anything at this point, guys. I'm going to show up and enjoy it and enjoy the seats I get.
Chris, my last one for you is the detractors for Derek Queen. We'll talk about the defense specifically, and you know, maybe sometimes at Maryland he was hidden on defense by that Maryland coaching staff, and you know, your thoughts on him as a defensive player. You've seen a little bit in summer league already with the Pelicans that maybe there's some times where he can get blown by. And I don't think it's really a slow foot problem because he's great on offense with his movement skills. So just want to get your thoughts on him as a defender, because I think that's probably the one area that a lot of detractors will kind of take away from Derek Queen. Is, and when you're a great offensive player like a Jokic or something like that, you don't necessarily need to be a lockdown defender. But that's definitely something that people have kind of talked about his game.
Yeah, very good question. Very valid, too. And my first response would be, it's the NBA. Everybody gets blown by in the NBA, right? I mean, it's a league full of superior athletes, the most athletic league on the planet. So that those things happen. I will tell you that, you know, teams a lot of times would game plan for that against Maryland, where they would, you know, force a switch on a hot pick and roll. You're going to see that a lot next year in the NBA as well. And I thought Derek more than acquitted himself in those situations. He really loved the challenge. You could see him smile. I mean, one of the things I got to love about the kid is he enjoys playing the game. And it's not always going to end up well for him. I think particularly early in the season next year, again, I'm going to use the phrase, guys, he will be a slow burn. And, you know, you're going to be like, wow, is he ready? Is he? You know, is he worthy of trading up what we traded to get him? And then all of a sudden, by the time you get to January and February, you'll be really loving sort of what you're seeing at that point in time. And I think that applies also on the defensive end as well. I think that he people like to rag on him a little bit, I think largely because of the body type. He just looks like a guy who wouldn't be a great defensive player. But again, he's got the aptitude. He knows how to play. He knows how to defend. He knows how to play the game.
All right. Great stuff. Chris Nockey, Maryland basketball color analyst. Glad we were able to connect. Thanks so much for taking the time, man.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Well, we got it. We got the information on Derek Queen. Get you ready for that 9 p.m. tip-off against the Trailblazers out in Vegas tonight.
I'm really looking forward to watching him go up against someone like Hanson Young. You know,
yeah.
Derek Queen, you could say whatever you want about the guy, and he's pretty animated on the court. I think that Chris kind of brought that up a little bit, and we've already seen that throughout the summer league games, like where he thinks that he has a chance, he doesn't get the ball, he's like, well, you know, aggravated a little bit. But he's also got a certain ego on the court that you really, really like, and it's an ego that a lot of stars in the NBA have. So early on, this is exactly what you want to see from someone like Derek Queen. So Looking forward to seeing his continued development in Vegas.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The comparisons are interesting. And, you know, Jokic is very a bit aspirational. I'm not sure if I'd be willing to go there yet. I've been saying Boogie, like early career Boogie, and I'm going to stick with that. I still think that's fair. I like to give, like, upper trajectory and, like, downward trajectory comparisons.
Sure.
I'd say the top that I would give him is Boogie. The bottom that I would give him is like, Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah, that's...
Like, if it doesn't work out,
right.
It's because he's kind of slow-footed on defense. He's just an offensive player. Like, Okafor was a good offensive player. He just couldn't defend.
Right. And, I mean, there's some other fantastic offensive players. Boogie couldn't really defend either,
but he
honest.
Was so good on offense. That
exactly. And same thing with Jokic. And you have some of these incredibly offensive big men that maybe they don't need to be fantastic on defense, but they still have a spot on the court because from the center position, as Chris had said, you're putting up 30 and 15 a game. And so, like, you gotta stay on the court because you're that valuable to your team.
Now, I like Derek, and hopefully the Pelicans can come up with a nickname halfway as cool as the Crab Five. Obviously, that was a little derivative, but I still fully endorse it. You've said it, like, several times today alone, and I'm a fan of it. But all right, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on Sports Talk, and have a lot more Saints talk, maybe getting to some LSU sound the rest of the show. Let us know what you want to talk about, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Keep it locked on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we're back here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Going to look over at the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got a text from 7662. He says, Paul Skeens and Joe Burrow, topical, are afflicted with what I call, quote, Archie Manning syndrome, all-world players on crap teams. Now, I can get on board with the Archie Manning comparison in the sense that, yes, Archie didn't have any help, and there's no questioning. He was a all-time great, I don't know, great player. Yes, absolutely. Like, he should have been, they should have won a lot more games if they had put a team around him. Joe Burrow, I have a hard time lumping in there, because to me, Joe Burrow is the new Drew Brees. And I wouldn't put Drew Brees in the category of Paul Skeens, even though there were those 7-9 seasons and years where no one questioned that Drew Brees was one of the top, whatever you want to say, quarterbacks in football, whether it's top one, top two, top three. He was somewhere in that range, and it was the defense that let him down. The offense was still good. You know, Joe Burrow's like that right now. Like, Joe Burrow, they got to a Super Bowl. They didn't win it. But, you know, you're talking about a team that just can't get over the hump. The Pirates are next level terrible. Like, the Pirates are so bad that the best pitcher in baseball cannot sniff a winning record. You're losing games 1-0. You know, like, they had O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby yesterday. You know, he's got, what, 18 home runs on the season. You know, were they all solo home runs? Like, it's remarkable that they are unable to win games with Paul Skeens. And yes, he only pitches once every 5 days, but you should at least win the games he pitches. Like, Garrett Crochet is probably a good example. I wouldn't say Garrett Crochet is on the same tier as Paul Skeens. They were both all-stars. Garrett Crochet has been fantastic with the Red Sox. He was fantastic last year for the White Sox on the worst team in baseball. They traded him away. Like, it's got to be a bummer to be a Pirates fan.
So, Baseball Reference wins above replacement for Paul Skeens this season, 4.8. That calculates everything about his numbers, whether that be the ERA, the whip, the home runs allowed, the strikeouts per innings pitch, the strikeouts total. It just throws it all into a big old glop and said, this is how good this player is above a replacement level player.
Yeah, it's like a league average player.
Correct. Right. So Paul Skeens, 4.8, which is fantastic for a starting pitcher that only plays once every 5 games. That is higher than his wins on the season.
Yeah.
He is 4-8 with the Pittsburgh Pirates. To your point, the Pirates are a disaster. I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum at this point because Paul Skeens, he is just putting up fantastic year after fantastic year. And we said this off air, kind of similar to what you saw from like a Mike Trout and a Shohei Ohtani, these unbelievable talents that just kind of rot away on a garbage team and a bad organization in the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think that the Bengals have a lot of issues going back to the Burrow point. I don't think they're as bad as the Pirates necessarily, but I mean, Joe Burrow is another great example of a fantastic player that's, you know, he didn't sniff the playoffs last year despite having an MVP season.
Yeah, they were close.
They did.
They missed on a tiebreaker.
They missed the playoffs.
Well, sure.
Despite him having an MVP type of season.
Yeah.
Which is really, really upsetting for Bengal fans. And so they're in a bad spot. And you pay, you know, your wide receivers, your defense is not going to get any better, which is the major reason that you missed the playoffs in the first place last year.
Right.
But, like, it's two fantastic talents that are in similar spots because they're not making the postseason. So it's upsetting for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I just think when you get to a Super Bowl, that invalidates, like, comparing someone to Archie Manning or what Paul Skeens is. I just think, you know, you look at, like, as a Pirates fan, which I assume they have fans, right? I assume people go to the games. I assume people buy jerseys. But it's got to be weird to know already in, what, year two of a superstar talent, a guy that, you know, you should be able to build a franchise around. He's not going to be there in 8 years. Like, he's gonna either get traded or sign somewhere else, a massive deal in free agency. Like, it's got to be annoying to know that already. Like, they're just not going to be able to build a team around him.
Right. And our friends over at SpotTrack have this error on top of this, Jeff. The total payroll for some of these organizations in the MLB, 1-30. The Pirates come in at number 27. They are one of 5 teams in Major League Baseball joining the Tampa Bay Rays, the Chicago White Sox, the Athletics, I guess they're Sacramento Athletics right now, because they're not Vegas yet.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing at a high school field.
It's ridiculous. And then the Miami Marlins as the only teams to not break $100 million in payroll for a total team salary in the 2025 season. They're among those teams. And you have a generational unicorn pitching talent in Paul Skeens, and they have the money to spend. They just don't do it. And that's why you see Paul Skeens go out every single performance. He puts on a show, and the offense doesn't give him any run support, and he ends up picking up a loss. So once again, the Pittsburgh Pirates ranking at number 27 with an $89 million total team payroll, which is among the worst teams in the MLB. So, you know, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they're a mess. They refuse to spend money. And like kind of Kendall Rogers had mentioned there, them drafting a couple top-end pitching talents, I think probably tells you that they're not expecting to keep Paul Skeens long-term.
It's so crazy. But that's where you are. Baseball is weird, man. And if you don't spend money, you get money. And that's what the Pirates are doing. They want that luxury tax coming back to them. But all right, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, going to take a quick break, close out the hour here on Sports Talk. Keep it locked on WWL. Saints fans, tomorrow a very special guest will join us at 4:20 p.m. on Sports Talk. Saints legendary defensive end Cam Jordan will join us to talk about the offseason upcoming the upcoming season and his pickleball tournament. Don't miss Cam Jordan tomorrow at 4:20 here on Saints Radio WWL. We had the offense and Cesar Ruiz yesterday. We're going to have the defense and Cam Jordan tomorrow. Good stuff getting you ready for training camp, which kicks off next week. It is almost here. We're going to talk a lot more about Saints training camp in the final hour. We're going to have Voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, joining us. Looking forward to it. Before that, news. Stick around on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.